the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. One city councillor seems to be causing a stir lately, so much so that several high-profile agencies and community leaders have called on city council to step in and stop Councillor Susan Stevenson's so-called attacks on some of London's most vulnerable. So today I'm talking with London Free Press City Hall reporter Jack Moulton about the open letter that was sent. Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm good, Rachel. Thanks for having me.
Good, good. Well, we always love having you, of course. Let's start with, if you haven't read the story yet, you certainly can read Jack's story at lfpress.com, but let's go over what was in this letter. What kind of attacks are they talking about?
Yeah, so this story kind of evolved throughout the day. It began Monday night when an open letter to city council was sent out by Safe Space, the organization within the city that provides, services to vulnerable women, especially in the sex trade. And while it didn't name a specific counselor, it went into detail about how, counselors should strive to talk to this organization and others before sharing their grievances on social media. So a sort of thinly veiled critique of Councillor Susan Stevenson, who has long critiqued Safe Space, both for sort of the content of their work and how they address women in crisis, but also down to the location of their depot on Dundas Street. Which has frequently been, at least the general area where that is, I believe it's not far from Arcade as well, sees frequent encampments pop up as, people wait around for services. And then about midday Tuesday, shortly before going into a committee of the whole meeting, strategic priorities and policies, there was a joint letter from seven different authors, including the London Homeless Coalition, the London Abused Women's Center, ANOVA, Safe Space, and a couple others, some but not all of some of these front-facing service providers, more explicitly outlining their issue with Councillor Stevenson's post to social media, at times critiquing the agencies or questioning their effectiveness at times. And basically saying how putting this, questioning these agencies so consistently and sometimes a little more pointedly could lead to, a lack of confidence in the agencies and the services they provide, potentially putting employees and volunteers of these agencies within the sights of those who do not agree with them and, who may lash out. And basically saying how some of these attacks may, disincentivize people from seeking out these services in the first place. Mm-hmm. And this letter also outlined what they viewed as how these posts over a series of weeks and months, it hasn't really ramped up or let off, how these posts in their eyes have contravened both council's code of conduct and the subsequent code of conduct of the Police Services Board. And they outlined a few examples and then capped off the letter with a call for Stevenson to stop these, as they view, attacks, one-sided attacks, I believe they wrote. Mm-hmm. And if not, for council and or the police board to step in.
Okay. What are they asking for council or the police board to do? What could they do?
Well, that's the thing. They can't really do much just on their own. In conversation with Mayor Josh Morgan yesterday, he basically reiterated the fact that for council to do anything, a complaint has to be submitted to the Integrity Commissioner. There's a whole other process for the Police Services Board. But, council or the board can't just come right out and, give her a slap on the wrist, so to speak. There has to be a process by a third party, as has been done in the past. Then council can weigh in on their findings. They basically just don't want to be the, as they call it, the litigators of the process.
I see. Okay. Do you have examples of the kinds of things that Stevenson has said online that some of these agencies are upset about?
So I know one post in particular that made a stir was a call for donations from Safe Space London, which, you know, they were asking for standard things like clothing donations, toiletries and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But they also put out a call for, well, as Councillor Stevenson pointed out, nail polish and lingerie. And, you know, the goal of Safe Space is, as they say, to meet women where they are, especially in the sex trade. But, you know, Councillor Stevenson takes issue with that approach rather than outright encouraging women to leave the sex trade. You know, it more leaves it in the hands of the women who come to receive service. And you know, there are lots of posts of streetscapes in Old East Village of people who are apparently homeless, you know, tent encampments, garbage strewn about, basically lamenting how things are now. Why isn't anything being done? Sometimes pictures of, you know, these encampments outside the service buildings themselves, you know, things of that nature, you know, asking these sort of open-ended questions of, you know, why things aren't working.
Sure, sure. What does Stevenson say in regards to some of this criticism and the concern that maybe her comments or posts should stop?
Right. Well, she argues that she's trying to start a conversation with people in her ward or voicing their concerns. You know, she's posted a few text conversations between what appear to be constituents, you know, lamenting people who may be camping near their property, or garbage and refuse around their property, not being able to attend certain places or feel safe walking around. So, yeah, she argues that she's basically a voice for those concerns and that she's trying to spur conversation in social media circles. And she's argued that anything she has shared, including said call for donations, you know, is more or less publicly available on the internet in some capacity.
Okay. This is not the first time, and I think you mentioned this before, referred to it. This is not the first time that Stevenson has been under fire for things she has posted online, particularly about London's homeless. She was actually reprimanded before several months ago. What was that situation? I know we talked about it on this podcast, but maybe you could remind us.
Yeah, a little refresher. So Councillor Stevenson was formally reprimanded by her colleagues back in December. And that was the punishment for the results of a integrity commissioner investigation about a post she made, I believe, in July of last year, where she posted photos of apparently homeless people with their faces fully visible. And these photos are still on her X profile, I should say. Mm-hmm. But yeah, faces fully identifiable. And, you know, the attached tweet was sort of lamenting the, you know, vandalism, garbage, biohazards, crime, you know, sort of open-ended concerns like that. But the combination of these identifiable people and those sorts of pointed comments drew a complaint to the integrity commissioner. Mm-hmm. And the commissioner said they were in contravention of the code of conduct, mm-hmm. basically saying they were like unnecessarily provocative and, you know, things of that nature. So she was investigated and reprimanded. She's fought tooth and nail the results of that investigation, saying that procedure that the integrity commissioner followed wasn't absolutely to a T, that, you know, she wasn't given the chance to initially respond. And that's because there were actually two investigations going on at the same time into her social media postings. There was another one regarding a column she shared, I believe, from an American columnist, basically suggesting that homeless people who refuse shelter when it's readily available could be arrested. And she shared that article saying that London could be the first city in Canada to actually do that. Mm-hmm. She was investigated for that, but the integrity commissioner said didn't find that a violation of the code, basically saying councillors should be entitled to share controversial opinions without, you know, being in fear of violating the code of conduct.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I know that in your story, you spoke with the chair of the board of Safe Space. I don't know if you've talked to some of the other agencies also, but has Stevenson brought any of these concerns to them? Has she gone to them to talk about this at all directly?
Yeah, I should mention that I tag team this story with Randy Richmond. Loyal yes. readers will know and be very familiar with his reporting, especially on this topic. Short answer, no, she has not approached specifically Safe Space about her concerns, at least according to the board chair. And she sort of seemed rather dismissive of a meeting when I spoke to her, Councillor Stevenson. She basically said, yeah, I'd be open to meeting with them, provided it's actually a sort of useful meeting, so to speak. She argues this is more of a ideological divide.
Mm-hmm.
But no, she has not met with Safe Space to address any of these concerns.
Do we know if any of the agencies have reached out to her at all to address their concerns about what she's posted?
At least in the public forum that I know of, several agencies have pushed back on her postings. I know Safe Space and Inova, for one, have very publicly refuted the counselor, sometimes replying to her posts, basically either critiquing them for, various reasons, or saying, hey, if you have concerns, come meet with us. Okay. As for private correspondence, I'm not sure.
We don't know. Okay. Now, you did mention that Stevenson says this is, she says this is more of their ideological differences, which seems to indicate that she doesn't think this discourse is as harmful as maybe the agencies believe it is. Do you think that's a fair assessment?
That's right. And Mayor Morgan touched on this a little bit when I asked him for comment on this issue yesterday. The organizations have real concerns, especially because at least they allege in their open letter that one agency, not named, was targeted by, disgruntled people late last year. Mm. No details around that were made known and what the nature of that was. But they say their concerns are founded, and they're worried for their staff and their volunteers. And to circle back to Mayor Morgan, he basically said that sometimes counselors have intentions, but as elected officials, they have to be cautious about how those are perceived and to adjust accordingly. And he said he encouraged the counselor to listen to the agencies involved and tone these posts back.
Okay, well, so where do we go from here with this? Will there be an investigation, or what has the mayor indicated might be a next step, if any?
Yeah, so right now, nothing's really on the table. I believe I might have mentioned earlier that Mayor Morgan says both councils and the police board's hands are kind of tied in this matter until a formal complaint is brought forward, which, to my knowledge, has not happened. The letter doesn't outline specifically taking that action, instead just calling for Stevenson to stop, which she's made clear that she will not.
Yeah.
And this tracks not only from the Integrity Commissioner investigation in December, but actually a little bit earlier in November, which we might have addressed on this podcast as well, where Stevenson was the target of a different open letter from the London Abused Women's Center after a post she made regarding funding to Safe Space for the winter, where she took issue with Safe Space being the only women's shelter in receipt of funding, and basically saying that Safe Space encourages women to enter the sex trade, which the London Abused Women's Shelter took issue with and called for a quote-unquote, review into Councillor Stevenson's ability to represent her ward. Hmm. Not exactly clear what that means. I don't believe it has any real legal meaning in city council circles. But, all that to say, to my knowledge, this is now the third open letter from some of these service agencies, including just two yesterday, that she's received within less than a year.
Okay. Well, there might be more to this story coming up, so we'll definitely watch for your reporting out of City Hall. Jack, thank you so much. We'll keep an eye on that on lfpress.com, and I'm glad you could be with us today. Thank you.
Thanks again, Rachel.